I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. A cluster of political signs outside Lakeside has sparked debate about the boundaries of free speech.
There's a whole bunch right there.
Yeah.
Driving around her hometown of Kalispell, Valerie Walden McGarvey sees a lot of campaign signs for various candidates.
So here's a Skies Holmquist over here. Big signs.
She first noticed the signs near Lakeside at the end of the summer on a grocery run from her lake house on Flathead Lake. They're posted on an empty field abutting the southbound lane of Highway 93. One says, "Proud member of the Deplorables." Another, "Hillary the Witch."
Well, the one that caught my eye was the one that said, "Trump that bitch."
McGarvey was one of seven people who wrote letters to the editor in the Daily Interlake about the signs in the past 4 weeks.
You know, I have nothing against a person putting signs up on their property at all. It's a free country. My objection was just how the word that was used and how divisive and ugly that word is.
Most of the letters ask Ron Erickson, the person who posted the signs, to take down the ones with offensive language. But at least one person wrote in support. "This is an exercise of freedom of speech and freedom of print," Allison Siegel of Lakeside wrote. Siegel added that anyone who vandalizes the sign is breaking the law. At one point, one of the pro-Trump signs hung on the state-maintained right-of-way, which is against state rules. Erickson moved the sign when asked by the Montana Department of Motor Vehicles. Since then, new signs have popped up on his property. Erickson also sent a letter to the editor. He could not be reached for comment. He wrote his signs are no worse than Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, calling half of the people who support Republican nominee Donald Trump deplorable. In his letter, Erickson wrote, "I rest my case, and the sign is on private property, and the more people that mess with the sign, another sign is going up." But Valerie McGarvey, who agrees Clinton's name-calling was just a nicer way of being nasty, says the word Erickson chose is loaded.
So for me, it has a very visceral feeling of disrespect. And I don't think that we need to go there in our public political discourse.
Part of the reason she wrote her letter was because her grandchildren saw the signs and asked what they meant. McGarvey says that's not how we should speak to each other in this country.
And I felt like, well, I tried to do the right thing by writing a letter and just saying, hey, can't we, you know, do this in a more civil way? But it seemed that all it did was provoke another larger sign.
That larger sign says, "Liberalism is a sign of mental illness." Outside Lakeside, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.